Hey, this is Drew again. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about some coping skills. In dealing with anxiety clients and depressing clients for many years, I noticed that there's a lot of themes to the way that people become anxious and become depressed. One of the most common themes that I've noticed is that people obsess. And often they obsess about things that they think are things that they should be worrying, but in reality, they shouldn't be worrying about those things. So what I always ask people to do is to pay attention to the way that they're thinking. A lot of people come in and they don't realize that they're actually obsessing and worrying and reviewing situations over and over and conversations over and over. So one of the techniques I ask you to do is when you have a thought, ask yourself if you're obsessing on this, if this situation is something that you should actually be reviewing over and over in your head. In other words, is this an accurate thought? A lot of people assume that any thought that pops up in their head is something that they should talk about because it is in their head. But in anxiety, people are actually obsessing and plucking thoughts from the subconscious into the conscious, which they're not actually supposed to be able to do. They're not able to do, rather, they shouldn't be doing. So anxiety is going into the past or going into the future. It's 5 seconds ago, 5 seconds from now. 5 minutes ago, 5 minutes from now, 5 hours ago, 5 days ago. People like this review conversations over and over and situations over. The other thing I ask, is it correct thinking? Just because you have a thought and it seems accurate enough, are you actually thinking correctly? That means, our brain often has one route that it likes to go. It's the route that it went the day before and the day before that and the day after that. Start to ask yourself when a situation comes up, what are 3 different ways that I could handle this situation? You know, good, bad, and different. Start to give your brain other choices than the one it's normally going over. At the end of the day, review your day. Or review without obsessing, reviewing in a way that teaches you something. How are 3 different ways I could have handled a situation today? Good, bad, just trying to give your brain other options. And then after doing this, you will find that your brain starts to make other decisions and other choices.